In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Well, it's October 23rd, 2017. I'm David Knight, and we've got a lot of news today. We're going to be talking to the wife of a man who came to the rescue of a child who was a victim of medical kidnapping. Her health was severely declining. He took action. He's been arrested and held without bail now for nearly 2 years. So we're going to talk to his wife today, and we're going to get some details about that, as well as a statement that he had that we recorded from prison. And we have that in a special report from John Bounds. Going to break that down. Then we're going to have an interview with her. And, of course, we're also going to be talking about an update that I think it's very important to take a look at with the Las Vegas shooting. There is a motion that's been filed to try to preserve evidence because, you know, it tends to disappear, doesn't it, after these events. Just like it did after 9/11. We had a lot of physical evidence that was destroyed, disappeared, hauled off, taken from the site. And we want to make sure that that doesn't happen. So some individuals who are looking still at lawsuits, perhaps, against some of the casinos there, who knows. But nevertheless, they have filed a motion to preserve evidence in the October 1st shooting in Las Vegas. We're going to take a look at the money behind this. Some unusual trading activity, actually. And this is something that has been reported within the last... Different people have talked about different aspects of this. I haven't talked about it. So I wanted to put together some interesting information that I saw going back to some reports. Because, you know, whenever there's insider trading, and insider trading doesn't necessarily mean that it is illegal. Whenever people who are executives in a company make major stock trades, it is monitored by the SEC. They have to file a report. And then at some point in the future, if somebody believes that there was the trading was staged based on pre-information, then that would be illegal insider trading. But just because executives are buying and selling stock doesn't mean that it is illegal. As a matter of fact, a lot of people use that as an investment strategy, looking to see what the corporate executives are doing, both for an individual corporation and for the market in general. So people track all of that information. And we're going to take a look at what was going on about 3 weeks prior to the attack in Las Vegas. Now, before we get to the other news, I want to just hit some headline news. There's an update on a story that we had last week. Remember, we told you that there was an Obama-appointed judge. Her name was Tanya Chutkan, and she was in had a ruling that a young girl, a dreamer, who came here from somewhere in Central America. We don't know exactly where. They won't say, but she wanted to get a government-paid abortion. And the government said, no, we cannot do that. As a matter of fact, several state attorneys general joined in the motion to try to stop this from happening. Because you understand, besides the moral issues involved here, there's a massive financial issue. We cannot have uncontrolled expenditures put on us in terms of a welfare situation, not only for children's education. Any child who wants to come here from another country now can get an education for free in the language of their choice. And now they're trying to up the ante by saying that they can get an abortion here for free, paid for by taxpayers in America. And so a lot of state attorney generals joined in this. The judge, however, ordered on Wednesday to have the teenager transported to an abortion clinic promptly and without delay. Interesting thing is that federal officials refused to do that. And it was appealed. And now an appeals court at the end of the week halted that decision and said that they're going to take another look at this. And so that Obama judge's decisions demanding an abortion for that young girl has been on put on hold for just a moment. When we come back, we have an update on some other border issues. The Somali terrorists behind the Canadian attack last couple of weeks entered the U.S. from Mexico. And the Obama Department of Homeland Security let him do it. So he came in through Mexico, went up through the states, went into Canada, and attacked people with an ISIS flag in his car. Stay with us. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, BrainForce. Now BrainForce Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
It's Monday, October 23rd, 2017. I'm David Knight, your host. I'm going to take a couple of articles, as I just mentioned in the last segment, the very first segment at the top of the hour. We had an appeals court overrule the ruling by a judge that was appointed by Obama, Judge Tanya Chutkan, had ordered on Wednesday for a dreamer teen who had come here. The dreamer who, you know, we're typically told that these kids come here, they're brought here by their parents, it's against their will, and we can't do anything about that. Now, here's a situation where you have a pregnant teen who came in here of her own volition, apparently, and she wants to abort the unborn child without its approval. And so what we had was the Obama judge ordering the teen to be taken for an abortion. It was delayed by federal officials, and then an appeals court the next day stopped it, put a stay on that order. Now, at the same time, we've got another example of the Obama open borders, the attack that happened in Canada. And, of course, it happened on September 30th, so it was overshadowed by the shooting that happened in Las Vegas. This was the Somali terrorist in Canada who hit the police officer with a car, slammed into the police officer, got out of the vehicle, repeatedly stabbed him, then got into the car again, drove for quite a while, and then ran several people down deliberately, ran down four pedestrians. And the Canadian authorities found an ISIS flag in his car. They have now found that he was an individual who entered the United States through the Mexican border. He was apprehended by Obama's Department of Homeland Security, and then they allowed him to go. And then this is the result. Now, the interesting thing about this, I think, is the reaction of Justin Trudeau, the liberal Canadian prime minister who is a close friend of Ivanka Trump. And he responded to this attack by sharing a call to end white supremacy and insisting that diversity is our strength. That is his response to completely open borders and a terrorist attack by a Somali with an ISIS flag in the back of his car. You know, the problem, as we can obviously see from that event, is white supremacy and not enough diversity. Meanwhile, an example of someone with a concealed permit carry defending himself and others. This is a concealed permit holder in Detroit, Michigan. Return fire killed one of two armed suspects who ambushed him at a gas station. Police labeled the shooting an act of self-defense. He pulled in the gas station just after midnight. Two masked suspects came out from behind the station and opened fire. He responded by shooting back. He killed one of the suspects. The other one fled and has not been apprehended. But it's interesting, too, that just like we've seen with Sheriff David Clark, the sheriff in Detroit has encouraged people to become responsible gun owners, to get concealed carry permits, to get training, and to defend themselves. Just as Sheriff Clark has said in the past, we will do what we can to help you, but we can't be there, obviously, all the time. We can't be there. So do what you can to defend yourself. You are the first line of defense for yourself, and people need to understand that. And that's what happened in that particular situation. Now, the other thing I think that is interesting in terms of being the first line of defense for yourself is what is happening with Bitcoin in Venezuela. And we know that in Venezuela, as well as in Zimbabwe, there economies have become basket cases. In Zimbabwe, they have had massive hyperinflation because of the Marxist government there. And the same thing is happening in Venezuela. And in both countries now, we have seen, as Zero Hedge puts it, something of a social experiment in the use of digital currency as a de facto currency because of the garbage currency that the government manages. They say that Bitcoin adoption in Zimbabwe is skyrocketing as the economic situation goes down. And, of course, the same thing is happening in Venezuela. They're at 2,400% inflation. 2,400% inflation. That means that things are going to cost 24 times next year what they do this year. That's how rapidly the currency is losing its value. And it was one of the richest per capita nations in the world. But this hyperinflation is the thing that is destroying these people. So what have some enterprising individuals done? They've started mining Bitcoin. Very interesting. They say while cryptocurrency, this is a Zero Hedge article, isn't explicitly illegal, the Venezuelans have tried to find a way to make it illegal because, of course, they are competing against the garbage currency that the government is printing. So now what they're doing is they're trying to ferret out who is using a lot of electricity and doing raids on these people to see if they are mining Bitcoin. That's how desperate they are in Venezuela. Maybe they could just fix the economy by stopping the controls that they have on it. So Bitcoin mining consultant Randy Brito estimates that about 100,000 Venezuelans are mining Bitcoin, although it's impossible to have an exact figure, because many are protecting themselves by using the servers in foreign countries, protecting themselves from the Venezuelan police who are trying to monitor the use of electricity. They say transactions in Bitcoins amounted to $1.1 million in Venezuela in the last week of September, just in 1 week. And one local individual who spoke with AFP said that her mining rig is producing 20 to 25 Litecoins per month. They say each of those is worth $46, so that's $920 a month. And in a country where the basic salary, the minimum monthly salary, is $40, and you can get a voucher of $56, that's $96 that the government, they care so much about you. The socialist government is there with a universal basic income of $96 a month, because ultimately they don't have the money. And so this individual is able to make about 10 times that in a month by mining Bitcoin. So they're having to do this, however, clandestinely, just as people in some areas would, let's say, grow pot, and then they would look at massive electricity usage for the greenhouses and then jump down their throats on that. The same thing is happening in Venezuela. They say the government began cracking down on this. Police are extorting citizens, just like the drug war. Isn't this amazing? You know, when you have these are basically government failures. They try to prohibit this stuff. The government has created this problem by its garbage economy. And then when people try to respond to it, and they call it a black market, and then they start looking for electricity. They start blackmailing people for misusing electricity, say that they're undermining the country's economy. Well, if you want to look at who's undermining the country's economy, you probably want to start at the leadership of the government. That's the people who really destroyed Venezuela's economy. Meanwhile, as we look at this upcoming race between Judge Roy Moore and the Democrat challenger Doug Jones, some interesting things are developing. There's been a war of words between Mitch McConnell and Steve Bannon. Mitch McConnell is saying Steve Bannon is an expert at picking failed candidates. This is coming from a guy who just picked Luther Strange and doubled down on it. The Republican establishment, this is a guy who, even though he is a sitting senator and even though he had massive ethical issues, they continued to stay behind Luther Strange, and they continued to pour into that race over $30 million. And the money was spent to attack the individual, Roy Moore, who had won the primary as a Republican. So what they're doing is eating their own. You got the Republicans who are saying, Mitch McConnell said, you know, the problem is we don't want to lose the general election. So what do? You take $30 million and you run it against the popular front runner to try to destroy his personality, even though you've got a guy who has massive ethical issues and is not with the people in terms of the issues. And then when he loses, you complain that other people don't know how to pick winners. One of the worst losers we have ever seen, and Mitch McConnell is now saying that. Now, what else is happening there? Well, we've had some polls that have come out from Fox News and others. And again, we talked about that last week, how radically skewed that poll, that widely circulated poll by Fox News, because people don't take polls for Senate races and states like they do for presidential races. They don't take them that frequently, and there's not that many organizations. So this is like the only poll we've got out there. And they're saying, well, it's really close. It's within the margin of error. What they're doing is they're trying to energize Republicans who are never Trumpers, who oppose a national agenda, and we know there's a lot of those out there just like George W. Bush, and to try to get them to think that there's a way that they can win, to pour money into that race as well as Democrats. But guess who else is pouring money into the race? Soros. He has been behind Doug Jones, a Democrat challenger, for quite some time. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Mel Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this October 23rd, 2017. I was just talking about the upcoming election with Roy Moore and Doug Jones. Understand there's an article on Breitbart today talking about how Doug Jones headed a Soros-funded project to transform federal prosecutors into social justice warriors. Now, there are also projects that are being put out there by George Soros to make sure that there are a lot of attorneys general and other people throughout the legal system. He wants activists who are elected to every possible prosecutor and attorney general position, because that's how they are going to win, folks. They cannot win at the ballot, but they can win through the lawsuit. And I think, you know, when we look at the situation for a constitutional convention, and I don't support it. I interviewed a congressman who was making the case for it. And I think the fundamental problem with a constitutional convention is that nobody pays any attention to the laws. They don't obey the Constitution now. They swear an oath to it, but they pay absolutely no attention to the Constitution. So why would they pay attention to anything else? And they typically start with a balanced budget amendment. Well, you know, they can play all kinds of games by saying, well, this is off-budget money that we're spending now, right? And go back and take a look at what happened to the contract with America that Newt Gingrich put through. He had, I think it was like 10 different things that he had promised that they would do, and they basically did all of them except for one of them. And that was term limits. So, of course, that's one of the things they want to say. They want to say Congress will never pass term limits on themselves. Well, that's true. They won't. But they'll find a way around it one way or the other, even if you put that in. But they didn't do that. But what they did do is they gave the president a line item veto. And guess what happened at that point? You had Rudy Giuliani in New York take it to the court system and challenge that, and you had the court say, sorry, that's not constitutional. It's not constitutional. So I don't think with a constitutional convention that you're really going to get very far. And I'm very dismayed about the fact that nobody's really talking about any kind of judicial reform. Nobody on the right. I mean, it's serving the left. And this project with George Soros is another example of it. Doug Jones, the candidate who is opposing Roy Moore in December's special election to replace Jeff Sessions in Alabama, Doug Jones, working with George Soros, spearheaded an effort on behalf of a legal group that was massively funded by George Soros, the Moriarty of Marxism, of globalism, I should say, that sought to fundamentally transform the role of U.S. attorneys from one of prosecuting criminals to activists that enact a so-called progressive criminal justice agenda. And they're not just social justice warriors. That, I believe, is part of their effort to build their voter database, getting involved in this kind of activism. But they're going to work very hard to get these activist progressive, if you will, prosecutors and attorneys general. That's a big part of George Soros's operations. Remember that as soon as Barack Obama was finished, President Trump was elected, and as part of the transition team, he already started accumulating lawyers around him, people like Eric Holder, say, we're going to go through and we're going to set up lawsuits in all these states to overturn the gerrymandering that has been going on since this republic was created. Because now the state legislatures, after Obama has been in office, they've lost about 1,000 offices during that period of time. And as I've said before, North Carolina in 2008, they voted for Obama. But 2 years later, it was a massive reversal of that after they had seen the policies. It wasn't involved with racism. People in North Carolina, deep South state, voted for Barack Obama. But 2 years later, they saw his policies and they started heavily swinging Republican, more so than any other time. And during Obama's administration, we saw 1,000 positions, elected positions lost by the Democrat Party. So how do they respond? They respond with lawsuits to try to tie up the political process, to try to get in the courts what they could not win at the ballot box. And so that is ultimately what is behind this. And that should be a big warning flag for everyone about this election in Alabama. The other warning flag is that we have the establishment Republicans as well as the Democrat Party that are going to be pouring millions, tens of millions into this race. You just watch. I mean, look at the amount of money that they have poured into race after race after race. Some of these congressional races, absolutely amazing. Now, this is a Senate race, and this is a Senate race with someone that the left and the establishment Republicans really hate. And you wait and see. After the establishment Republicans put over $30 million in it to tar and feather Roy Moore, wait till you see how much money they spend on this coming election. Now, I want to get into what is happening and the danger of Facebook and social media becoming the arbiters of fake news and becoming an adjunct of law enforcement and intelligence. I got a couple of cases here that are absolutely amazing, and I want to get to them in just a moment. Before I do, real quickly, I'll remind you of some of the sales that are going to be ending very soon at InfoWarsStore.com. Brainforce Plus, still 50% off, but take advantage of this. This is not going to last much longer. It's the deepest discount we've ever had on Brainforce. A great product. I use it all the time. Also, Super Male Vitality, 30% off, and Anthroplex, 50% off. And then the three big, important, these are things that we started at the very beginning. Iodine, Selenium, Secret 12, Vitamin B12, 40% off all three of those. Our Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine. That's from a deep earth source, 40% off on that pure iodine. Also, BioTrue Selenium, 100% organic, made from mustard seeds, and there's no synthetics, no fillers in that. We call it BioTrue. It's selenium. You know that you need selenium in your diet. That is 40% off. And Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, that is also 40% off. And finally, we have 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. Just enter the code WAKEUP. See, we've made it easy for you. Wake up, America. You enter the code WAKEUP at checkout. You get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up, America. And you can choose it in either Patriot Blend or Immune Support Blend. Now, when we talk about the Orwellian consequences of social media being used as an adjunct of the government, take a look at this. This is coming from Haaretz in Israel. Israel arrests a Palestinian because Facebook translated good morning to attack them. Israeli police mistakenly arrested a Palestinian worker last week because they relied on an automatic translation software from Facebook to translate a post that he put on his Facebook page. And the post was simply a picture. So he puts a picture of himself working at a construction site on the West Bank near Jerusalem. In the picture, he's leaning against a bulldozer alongside the caption, "Good morning," and he wrote that in Arabic. Now, Facebook offers an automatic translation service, and they have their own proprietary algorithms. And this wonderful proprietary algorithm translated good morning in Arabic to attack them in Hebrew and to hurt them in English. And so he was promptly arrested until they got that squared out. Now, combine that with the fact that Facebook has told us that they have the ability to discern fake news. We're saying this over and over again. CNBC reported on October the 5th that Facebook would immediately start allowing a user to tap a button and be told whether or not the news is fake. So they're going to discern it immediately, okay? And then, as we pointed out before, they're talking about threatening you. If you decide that you're still going to share that with somebody, or you're still going to retweet that, something that they have through their magical, mystical algorithms that never make mistakes, they have discerned that it is fake news, then they'll put up something that will threaten you and say, remember, if you share this and it's false, you might get a civil lawsuit. So we're going to talk about that when we come back, because that example in Israel is not the only one. I've got more. Stay with us.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Refresh your breath with Emex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, and you get the great books and videos, you're fighting the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Cutting through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation, it's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and of course, we don't claim to have any ability to discern right away what fake news is and isn't. But of course, Facebook does. They say they can tell what fake news is. Meanwhile, they've got algorithms. And we're talking about some automated algorithms and the dangers involved in them a little bit later in the program. But they had an algorithm that translated a caption on a picture of a guy working at a construction site in the West Bank, Palestinian. And he had said there, good morning, and they translated it in Hebrew to attack them and in English to hurt them. And, of course, the guy was arrested. And that's not the only example of this. Here's an example that comes from RT, a guy who says, you don't expect this in a democracy. He was wrongly put on a terrorist list by Reuters. Yes, not even the TSA, not even Homeland Security. And that was one of the first cases that I had when I came here to InfoWars, was an individual who was put on a no-fly list. He had been vetted by the TSA. He was an airport worker. He had been vetted for weapons carry by the FBI. He'd been vetted by multiple government agencies. He was going to visit his wife, who was stationed in Japan, and he was actually flying on a Defense Department plane. And when they got to Hawaii, which was a stopover. He got off, they changed planes, he's on the plane, and just before it took off, they came in and dragged him off the plane, and he was stuck there. They said, you're on a no-fly list. Well, if you're on a no-fly list and you're in Hawaii, it's kind of tough to go anywhere. And he couldn't get any answers from anybody. That was the key thing. That's what he was trying to get answers for. It's like, why am I on this list? Can't tell you that. I mean, this is like straight out of Kafka. Oh, we can't tell you why you're a suspect. We can't tell you anything about that. As a matter of fact, we can't even tell you if we've taken you off the list. Eventually, he got some advocates in the Defense Department on his side, and he was able to fly back to the United States. But he could never get an answer from them as to why he was put on the list or if he was, in fact, ever taken off of the list. And now here's the situation. This is in the UK. This is a British Palestinian academic and an activist. And he's talking about the ordeal he endured while his name was featured on the World Check database that is owned by Thomson Reuters and is used by banks to blacklist customers. So they not only have a no-fly list, which they can put people and have put people on, they put children on the no-fly list, suspected terrorists. So you can't find out if you're on the list. You can't find out if they've ever taken you off the list or whatever. But there's other lists that are out there. Meanwhile, you know, you have the government, Democrats who want to use this no-fly list, which is totally bogus. They want to use that as a means to further restrict people's Second Amendment rights without due process, of course, and without the ability to confront your accusers or to see the evidence against you or to even know that you are on a super secret list, a new Kafka list. But the same thing is done by banks. So there's this private version of the no-fly list, but I guess you could call it the no-bank list, no-financial transactions list. Last February, Vice magazine revealed that a number of decorated civil rights activists and prominent religious leaders and politicians were included on the long list of individuals and organizations drawn up from often questionable and highly partisan open sources, reports RT. As a result, their accounts were disabled by the banks that they were clients of. And of course, they did the same thing to WikiLeaks. But that was a little bit more overt. Everybody knew that that was happening at the time they did it to WikiLeaks. And this individual says, until that moment, till he saw the report from Vice magazine, he had no idea why his accounts had been closed down at three different banks. And he goes, when I found out about this and where this is coming from, he says, this isn't even the United Nations. This is not a government and a living in a democracy like Britain. You don't expect something like this to happen. So his point is that this wasn't the national government in Britain. It wasn't the United Nations. He didn't know where this came from. It was a private organization. Thomson Reuters creates a list and they give it to banks and they shut you down. They shut down your bank accounts. He said initially, he said, no, your name is not on the list. So you just like the no-fly list. Then I send them another message saying, are you sure my name is not on the list? And I think here they felt that if they did not tell the truth at that time, they might be liable to prosecution. So they admitted that they had a profile on me as early as 2003. So that went on for 14 years. He was on a secret banking list until things started getting hot for them. And until there was a report by media showing that, yes, they have this super secret list of people that they're going to set out. Now, here's another example in Germany. So we've looked at Israel. We've looked at the UK. And now let's take a look at Germany. And what do all of these have in common? Well, you have private individual, private entities, private corporations. And a lot of them are working in conjunction with the government or they're working in pressure from the government, trying to toady up to the government because the government is threatening them with action. If Google, Facebook, and Twitter don't toe the line, they're threatened with action by our Western governments, just like they're threatened with action by the Chinese government. A lot of people have gotten angry with Apple and others who have taken down apps that would get around the Great Firewall of China, for example. And so they kowtow to the Chinese communists. And they also kowtow to Western governments, the UK, the US, Germany, others. And what does it look like? Well, in Germany, Zero Hedge reports, full censorship is now official. A new German law introducing state censorship on social media platforms came into effect October the 1st. The new law requires social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, etc. to censor their users on behalf of the German state. Social media companies are obliged to delete or block any online criminal offenses such as libel, slander, defamation, or incitement within 24 hours of receipt of a user complaint. Now, that's the key thing here, folks. All it is a complaint. Somebody doesn't like you, doesn't like your news organization. They don't like your politics, so they just complain. It doesn't have to be something that is inaccurate. It doesn't have to be fake. You know, Facebook says we can discern fake stuff, and yet they're putting stuff out here that, as I pointed out, in Israel got a guy arrested because of their algorithmic mistranslation. And so as we see these private corporations in both a crony capitalist relationship, toadying up to the government, but also, you know, they get the carrot and the stick, getting threats from the government, and they're using them then as instruments of censorship, as instruments of law enforcement. And it is so convenient for them to use these corporations that way. Because if the governments were to come in and to enact the censorship directly, then people would take them to court. They would say, wait a minute, in the U.S., we've got a First Amendment. You can't do that. But if they pressure or cajole Facebook, Twitter, YouTube to censor you, if they do it under duress or they do it out of cooperation, trying to do a favor for the government, hoping that the government will then give them a pass on other things, well, then the government says, we can't do anything about that. These are private sites. They can make their own rules. This is a tactic that has been used to shut down third-party debates for a very long time, but now they're going to shut down political debate with everybody across social media using this same tactic, saying the censorship is not coming from the government, it's coming from this third-party organization. Because in states where you would have debates, the debates are typically done by a third-party organization. They would have the association of mainstream media, and I forget what they would call it back in North Carolina. Mainstream media groups would get together and they would sponsor the debate. And so when you would complain that you'd been excluded, they would say, well, you met all the ballot qualifications. As a matter of fact, you did more to get on the ballot than the Republicans or Democrats did, but we're not going to include you in the debate because the debate is a private entity and we have no say so over what private entities do. And so now they're going to use that same tactic to shut down political debate by you talking to your friends over Facebook, over Twitter. They're going to shut that down just as they did in Germany. So then 24 hours of somebody complaining about it, regardless of whether or not the content is accurate, they will have to shut this down. And as they point out on this article from the Gatestone Institute, they say this state censorship makes free speech subject to the arbitrary decisions of corporate entities that are likely to censor more than absolutely necessary rather than risk a crushing fine. And so when they use these individuals to do it, they are going to be extremely cautious, and you will have no repercussion against these private entities that create a massive web of censorship and surveillance. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, BrainForce. Now BrainForce Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then BrainForce is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life.
Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emmerich's Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Oh, Jerry, does that make you feel good just to say that? Say it with me one time, Jerry.
Jerry, here's the money.
Oh, no, you can do better than that, Jerry. I want you to say it with you with meaning, brother. Hey, I got Bob Sugar on the other line. I better hear you say it.
Yeah, no. Show you the money.
Show me the money. All right, we need to get you out there, all of you out there in the public saying, show me the money. We're going to take a look at what's going on in Vegas, because this is one aspect that we really haven't talked about that much. Some people have talked a little bit about it. I saw some chatter on some small websites about it, and somebody sent me a message and said, hey, you know, there was 80% of the stock was sold by the CEO of MGM just a few weeks before this event happened. I thought, is that right? That's kind of unusual, isn't it? And so I looked it up, and it's like, yeah, it was actually more than that. It was like 90% he sold 3 weeks before the shooting. And that is very, very suspicious. Especially as we look at the things like the Ellen and Jesus show that was put on. And I won't even dignify that to call it an interview. If that didn't make you suspicious after the disappearance for several days, after the multiple timelines, if that final interview done by Ellen DeGeneres of Jesus Campos, if that didn't make you suspicious, nothing will. Okay, nothing will make you suspicious. And as I've said time and time again, they like to call us conspiracy theorists. But what we do is when we look at a story, we begin with questions and we start to rule out what is impossible. They begin with a conclusion that is impossible, and then they start to rule out questions. That's why they call you conspiracy theorists, or they call you tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist if you start to ask questions about their impossible scenarios. And it's interesting that we've had now a motion filed to preserve evidence in the shooting in Las Vegas. Mandalay Bay and its corporate owner, MGM Resorts, has been ordered not to destroy anything that could be considered evidence in a civil negligence trial over events related to that Route 91 shooting. The order was brought by attorneys that represented a California woman who survived the attack despite being shot in the chest three times. And the attorney said, The shooter was in that hotel for 6 days. There's evidence that's coming out about surveillance cameras that he may have set up himself, evidence about ways that he may have altered his room or that hallway. Yeah, evidence has been destroyed by the FBI. Maybe we should get them to stop taking stuff off of people's phones as they look at eyewitnesses. But, of course, we know that there is going to be a lot of evidence that is in that casino. They've got cameras all over the place. And so now a judge has put a restraining order restraining MGM Mandalay Bay from destroying anything of any evidentiary value until another hearing that is set for October the 30th. That's when they'll have a chance to argue against the ruling, or they will make the order permanent. And so this is a very important issue because you understand the massive legal liability that MGM could have. And that was something that really came to the forefront after they reversed the timeline. Initially, they had Jesus Campos being the hero who stopped the shooting. He came in and stopped the shooting, and he got shot as a result of that. Then they reversed the timeline after many, many days. What was it? 8 or 9 days, if I'm remembering correctly, but I'm going by memory. They reversed the timeline and then had him on the scene at the very beginning, even before the shooting began, and being the first person who was shot. They still continue to call him a hero, even though that narrative would not have him be a hero. But the second version of the timeline created some liability for MGM, simply from the fact that they said that it was 6 minutes before the police were called. And so after that came out, Jesus, who had scheduled to be on 5 shows, one of them including the Sean Hannity show to be interviewed, disappeared, abruptly disappeared, just ran off as he had all these interviews lined up that night. And within a day or two, we had the sheriff come out, tearfully change the timeline and say, no, we were called 40 seconds after he was shot. So that was version 3 of the timeline. So we've had this go back and forth. And of course, what that is all about, and when he resurfaced after 5 or 6 days on the Ellen show, somebody who has a lot of ties, as we showed, with MGM. She was had done a lot of specials with the casinos. They'd even created a slot machine for Ellen. She had prominently featured that on her show, a slot machine in the MGM Grand. And so they got Ellen to come on and do this dog and pony show and then pronounce at the end of it, no more interviews. That's it. He's done. He wants to go back to his life. But, of course, she didn't ask him any questions that even a junior journalist would ask. It was a total whitewash of what was going on. So the question is, was there trading going on? Insider trading. And we saw that happen prior to 9/11. We saw massive trades that happened with United Airlines and with American Airlines. We had executives that were selling off a lot of their stock before 9/11. Those were the two airlines that were involved. Of course, nobody ever went back and investigated that, as far as I know. And maybe nobody will ever go back and investigate what happened with MGM, but it is suspicious nevertheless. And again, remember that insider trading doesn't necessarily mean that it's illegal. You can sell your stocks for whatever reason, but whenever you are a corporate officer and you sell stock, you have to file an SEC report. So there is a record out there about all the executives at MGM who sold stock. And I saw that article and I thought, is this true? So I went back and I looked and I found AmericanBankingNews.com. And what they talked about was back on September the 8th, the CEO of MGM Resorts International sold 294,000 shares of his stock. I thought, wow, that's pretty amazing. And so I took a look at that and it turns out that he had sold a lot of shares the day before on the 7th as well. He had sold 259,000 shares. And then he'd had some transactions on July and August. Now, those two, on July 31st and August 9th, he sold exactly the same number of shares, which is kind of strange, because usually you would think that somebody would sell an even number of shares. In both of those cases, he sold 57,269 shares, for whatever reason. But that only amounted, those two combined, 1 week apart, July 31st to August the 9th, a week apart, those only combined were about 15% of his shares. But then when you look at what he sold on September the 7th and 8th, he sold 89% of his shares. 89% of his shares 3 weeks before this happened. And this was done in an environment where you had hedge funds like Canyon Capital adding 19%. They had a position in MGM. And, of course, they talk in this report, American Banking News. They say that most of the stock of MGM Resorts is owned by large institutional investors. And so Canyon Capital added 19%, Stifel Financial added 39%, GMT Capital added 89%, Highbridge Capital added 92.4%. And when you look at what the research analysts are saying, you had only one research analyst out of 21 rated it a sell. Two gave it a hold, and 18 said buy more of it. And so in this environment, where all these institutional investors, where all these research analysts are very bullish on this stock, saying buy, he's selling off 90% of his stock. Now, maybe he needed to have the money, but it's a pattern that we see with other executives of MGM Resorts as well. I think that's suspicious. Maybe the SEC doesn't. They didn't think it was suspicious when United Airlines and American Airlines sold their stock before September 11th. We're going to take some of your phone calls, and I want to talk to you about this particular thing, about the Vegas shooting, just in general, if you want. We're going to limit it to the Vegas shooting, going to limit it to the Mueller special prosecution, and to the comments by Congresswoman Frederica Wilson on the Gold Star controversy. So if you want to call, that number is 888-201-2244. We're going to have you as our guest in the next hour, 888-201-2244. And before we go to break, I just want to remind you of some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We still have 50% off of BrainForce Plus, but not for long. We're going to have to remove that pretty soon because we need to reserve things for people who are on auto ship. And of course, if you've never done auto ship, you can sign up for any of the products that you want, and you can get 10% off of them. You sign up for what products you want, the interval that you want them, and you will always get 10% off of the products. And if your order totals more than $50 in your periodic order on auto ship, then you will get free shipping for those as well. We also have 40% off our BioTrue Selenium, our Nascent Iodine, and our Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, and we have 20% off Wake Up America Coffee. Just enter the code WAKE UP at checkout and you can get 20% off of Wake Up America Coffee. That's in either a Patriot blend or an immune support blend. All right, so when we come back, we're going to take some of your calls. We're also going to do some news at the top of the hour. And we've also got a clip that we want to play for you. There's several clips that have come out from Frederica Wilson, the congresswoman that you've never heard of. Now, the lady who wears a cowboy hat everywhere she goes. And she's got a gazillion of these cowboy hat uniforms. And she now thinks that being called an empty barrel is racist. And we're going to show you when we come back exactly why she is an empty barrel and why it is not racist. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Trying to make some sense of it all, but I can see it makes no sense.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Monday, October the 23rd, 2017. Again, if you want to call in and talk about those three subjects, either the Vegas shooting, the Mueller special prosecution, which we're going to go into detail in the next segment. There's not enough time to get very far in that. This is a short segment here at the top of the hour, but we're going to talk about what has been learned about Robert Mueller, about his past investigations, about the character of that. And we've said for a very long time, this is a Stalinesque investigation. This is a bring me the man, I'll find the crime. And all too often, that has been the case with special prosecutors. But one individual wrote an op-ed piece over the weekend that laid out some of his previous experiences with Robert Mueller. And of course, we've had a series. I think we've got the third article yet, but we had two articles from Dr. Jerome Corsi talking about prosecutorial misconduct by the people around Mueller. We're going to tell you about prosecutorial misconduct by Mueller himself coming up. And so that subject, the Vegas shooting, also the back and forth between Frederica Wilson and President Trump and White House Chief of Staff Kelly, this back and forth about the Gold Star controversy. So if you want to join us on any of those three topics, we'll be welcoming your call. The number is 888-201-2244. Just real quickly, at the top of the hour here, some news items. It's kind of interesting that, as Breitbart points out, gun control push has floundered as views on guns remain unchanged after the Las Vegas attack. And of course, these attacks have never in the past changed the public's minds about gun control. As a matter of fact, typically what they do is they have people, if they're really concerned that there's going to be some gun control legislation, they will go purchase guns because they're afraid that they're going to be confiscated. So they'll purchase them hoping that they're going to have them grandfathered in. But the interesting thing about this particular round is that although we've had the Democrats come out with nine different proposals from various individuals, we've had Chuck Schumer really try to tamp that down within the Democrat Party, telling them, no, we do not want to get onto gun control. They're starting to realize that's a losing battle. And I think they're also starting to realize that this narrative that we're seeing coming out of Las Vegas stinks to the high heavens. It's one of the most, one of the narratives full of holes that I've never seen anything, so patently ridiculous as this particular investigation and the narrative that we're sold from day one. And of course, the efforts to cover it up. So it's kind of a non-starter for them. So Chuck Schumer has said, let's not push hard on this. And has really kind of backed off and said, let's go for the economic issues. Let's go hard into socialism. Let's go back to our core issues of saying that we need free stuff from government. And, of course, Bernie Sanders is out there saying, hey, yeah, it's going to cost you more in taxes, but you're going to get a lot of free stuff. So that's a I guess we should say that that is a welcome development to some degree. Also, we're seeing here another article from Breitbart. Mexico is butting into the fight against Texas's sanctuary city ban. The government of Mexico is now filing amicus briefs in these various lawsuits. And of course, here in Austin, we have seen the Mexican consulate put up signs directing people of how to get there, trying to help people to violate our immigration laws. As soon as the talk about the Dreamer status began, the signs came up. And this is something that should really, I think, make you very angry at how a foreign government is interfering in this, manipulating this situation. Why? Because they do not want to pay for the education of their own children, for one. They would like to send them here, but they would also like to have the money that comes back in terms of welfare, in terms of checks that people send back to Mexico from the jobs that they have here, taking jobs of young Americans in most cases at the bottom of the pay scale. That's why our kids don't develop a work ethic, because they can't find a job anymore. And real quickly, I think this is an interesting development. We've had Melania Trump cut the bloated payroll from Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama had 16 people. Melania has 4. So she's cut the staff by 75%. She's cut the payroll by over 60%. That's making America great. That's one way to drain the swamp. Get them out of your staff. Reform begins at home. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back on this Monday, October the 23rd, 2017. I'm David Knight, and we have some callers who've queued up here, and I said that we'll take calls on the Vegas shooting, on the special prosecution, very special prosecution, personalized prosecution by Robert Mueller and his staff. We'll take calls on that as well. Also on the back and forth between Congresswoman Frederica Wilson with the cowboy hat. So if you want to call in and talk about the three of those. Now, I want to, before we go to our callers, I want them to hang on for just a little bit, because I want to talk a little bit about Robert Mueller and some of the information that came out over the weekend. What is behind this Russian collusion investigation? It's been going on for a long time, and I think we're now starting to see the evidence that what I and many of us here at InfoWars have been saying for a long time, that this whole thing was... There were two parts of it. Number one, it was a distraction. Let's get you focused on the messenger and not the message. You know, over the weekend, we had Jimmy Carter say that he and his wife had voted for Hillary Clinton. They had the big event, big fundraiser charity event. All five presidents were there, former presidents were there. And one of the interesting things that he said was he said, yeah, I don't think there's anything to this Russian thing at all. And they also said, we voted for Bernie Sanders. And they both agreed with that. His wife said, no, no, I think all that Russian stuff is, that's real. You know, we know that's real. Intelligence services have told us that. Well, that's politicized as well. That's the other part of that. But he didn't believe that that it was real. And so as we look at this developing and they continue with this narrative, we understand that they did not want people to look at the information that came out about the DNC that was leaked by a whistleblower. It wasn't hacked. And we've had numerous examples of evidence to show that it was indicate that, as well as testimony from people that we trust, not anonymous sources for the Washington Post or the New York Times, but people that we trust who have not lied to us that are affiliated with WikiLeaks. Julian Assange says it was not a state actor. We had a former UK ambassador who said, I went to the U.S. and picked it up with a thumb drive from a whistleblower. And then we looked at the files and the time that was there, and no one less than William Binney, who was the former technical head of the NSA, looked at that data and said, no, it would not have been transferred in that amount of time over the Internet. It would have had to have been copied to a thumb drive. So we have all that information there, but they had the purpose of distracting you away from what was said about Hillary Clinton and focusing on who did it, who released this information, and, of course, making it about the Russians. And then they doubled down on this Russian narrative to cover up their crimes and their collusion with the Russians. And, of course, at the very center of this is Robert Mueller himself. But then you have also the never-Trumpers like Lindsey Graham, and here's what he had to say over the weekend.
All right, before I let you go, you've come on this show numerous times and said Russia needs to be punished. You passed a tough sanctions bill. You passed it in July. The president signed it in early August.
Right.
There was a deadline of October 1st. It is not October 1st. It is October 20th, and the sanctions have not been implemented. Why?
I think the Trump administration is slow when it comes to Russia. They have a blind spot on Russia I still can't figure out, but I can tell you what happened in 16.
Can you? Is that
a blind spot because he's part of the military-industrial complex.
All I can say is that wherever the Russia investigation takes us, it will take us. In 16, they interfered in our elections. I don't think they affected the outcome, but in 18 and 20, they're coming back against us. What are the rules of engagement? Did what they do in 2016, did that amount to an act of war? How do you respond to cyber threats? We're really not well together as a nation in terms of the threats we're facing from the cyber arena.
Right.
But Russia's going to get worse, if not better. Mr. President, go after Russia because they're coming after us.
But how are you going to hold them accountable if he doesn't implement these sanctions?
The Congress will have a way to hold the president accountable. I think he's beginning to understand the threats we face better and better each day.
Okay, so that's the Republican narrative, and that's Mr. Military Industrial Complex Lindsey Graham, and he would like to ramp up our cyber industrial complex, if you will. He wants to ramp up that part of it. He wants to make sure that we have a Cold War that is going, because that's going to make money for the rest of the military industrial complex. So the Republicans are selling it on that side. And of course, some of them may have some exposure on this corruption that is now beginning to come out as well in terms of documents. And again, it is not new in a sense. We knew about Uranium One. We knew about the $500,000 that was paid to Bill Clinton, but the details are what are new. Just as we got the details from Snowden, and it made a big difference to the public's understanding of this. And of course, over the weekend, we saw Jimmy Carter say, well, the Russians didn't alter the election, Obama didn't deliver, and we didn't vote for Hillary. The Daily Wire sums it up. So they said, did the Russians purloin the election from Hillary? And he says, I don't think there's any evidence. This is Jimmy Carter. I don't think there's any evidence that what the Russians did changed enough votes or any votes. And his wife, Rosalind, said, well, they obviously did. And he said, well, we have a difference of opinion on that. And then said during the primary, they did not vote for Hillary. They voted for Sanders. He felt that Obama had come into office delivering hope and change to the country, but he left the country far more split by partisan politics. He said he made some very wonderful statements, in my opinion, when he first got into office. Then he reneged on that. And then he talked about his foreign policy as well. And then he talked about the fact that he thinks that President Trump is being unfairly targeted by the news media and others. He said, I think the media have been harder on Trump than on any other president, certainly that I've known about, said Jimmy Carter. I think they feel free to claim that Trump is mentally deranged and everything else without hesitation. And I would add, without evidence. Now let's take a look at what's come out about Mueller. As the Hill points out, judging by his staffing choices, he may not be very interested in justice. And this is something that Jerome Corsi, again, has done a couple of articles talking about prosecutorial misconduct. And they start by saying, well, a lot has been written about his prosecutorial prowess. Well, we're going to tell you what somebody who was opposing him as a defense counselor has to say about it. But they say, what was supposed to have been a search for Russia's cyberspace intrusions into our electoral politics has now morphed into a malevolent mission targeting friends, families, and colleagues of the president. That's right. A longtime friend and former counsel, Andrew Weissman, is one of these prosecutors that people are concerned about. As one person said in this article from The Hill, he's not just a tough prosecutor. Time after time, courts have reversed Weissman's most touted victories because of his tactics. They say this is hardly the stuff of a hero of the law. Weissman, as deputy and later director of the Enron Task Force, destroyed the venerable accounting firm of Arthur Andersen and its 85,000 jobs worldwide, only to be reversed several years later by a unanimous Supreme Court. Do you understand that? He threw under the bus a corporation that had 85,000 employees, and they got their reputation back years later by unanimous Supreme Court. Next, he creatively criminalized a business transaction between Merrill Lynch and Enron. Four Merrill Lynch executives went to prison for as long as a year because of Weissman. Weissman's team made sure they did not even get bail. And we're going to talk to somebody later in the program in the third hour. We're going to talk to the wife of an individual who has been in jail without bail for 2 years because he tried to help a medical kidnapping victim who was removed from her parents. This is the way they operate. When they really want to get you, just as they do with the Bundys, they will keep you in jail for years before they even bring you to trial. Forget about the idea of a speedy trial. Forget about anything that has to do with due process, presumption of innocence, or anything else. And, of course, we saw this with Weissman doing that to Merrill Lynch executives. He went to prison for a year. They didn't get bail. And his prosecution devastated the lives of those executives, cost enormous defense costs, costs unimaginable stress and torturous prison time, they write. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals reversed the mass of the case, and he quietly resigned from the Enron task force, just as the judge prosecution began to excoriate his team, and as the press began to understand what he was really doing. So this is the kind of guy that Mueller has gone out to get. Now, bring me the man, I'll find the crime. But I think what was really interesting was the editorial that was put into the Boston paper, WGBH.org, by Silverglate. And this is a guy who works as a defense counselor. And I want to read when we come back, and then we'll go to our callers. I want to read what he said Mueller did with him in a couple of high-profile cases that WHO is involved in. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com.
Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to go to our callers here, and we've got some people who have called in about the Vegas shooting, and then we'll get back to the individual who wrote an op-ed piece about his past experiences with Robert Mueller. He has a lot of issues with the constitutionality and the effectiveness of a special prosecution, but he has even more issues with Robert Mueller himself. But before we do that, because I've had him holding on here for a couple of segments, so let's go to Laura in California. Laura, you wanted to comment on the Vegas shooting. Go ahead. Laura in California, are you there?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, David. Pretty good.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Three brief points, and the third one is the most important because I used to work in a coroner's office for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the first point, briefly, is where are all the lawsuits? Only that one injured girl in the hospital filed one. Out of 489 injured and the families of 58 killed, they only have one lawsuit. Isn't that odd?
And I've seen ads placed out by lawyers, you know, begging for people to file lawsuits. So, yeah, that's interesting. We'll see what happens with that. Go ahead. That was the first point.
Yeah. The second point is, of course, related. I worked in the coroner's office for years. Suicide note. Where's the suicide note?
Mm-hmm.
What are they afraid of? The handwriting expert to examine the handwriting? They don't want you to see it?
That's right. Okay. And they say that there was a note, but it wasn't a suicide note. They said it was ballistic calculations from a guy who was just spraying and praying. He wasn't a sniper. But they don't even show us the handwriting of that to know that that was his writing as well. Go ahead.
Right. And then the last point is everybody couldn't believe it. When the FBI said that they chipped his brain out or his head out to be looked at or examined as to why he did this. Well, mm-hmm. That has never happened in all the years I've ever worked in a coroner's office. Never. And
yes. I think that is absolutely amazing, too. To me, that shows how their case just doesn't have any credibility at all, that you have to examine the brain to find a motive. That's insanity. That's not the way that you conduct an investigation. As I said before, they started with a conclusion. They started with a story, and they don't want any questions asked about this. They're just trying to get the media to fill in the details and to put a foundation under this absurd story that they've got out there and shipping the brain out to see if it's got a tumor or to see if there's anything else that they can see that would explain why he would do this. That's absolutely insane, isn't it?
Right, but that isn't why I called, because in working in the coroner's office, I've seen many, many forensic medical examiner diagrams. And when somebody is killed, they do these diagrams and they show the entrance and the exit of a bullet. So now, if you can imagine, let's just say Paddock was innocent somehow, and he was struggling, and there were some men holding him down. He's a big man, that mm-hmm. guy. I've seen him. And I think that, you know, if he was struggling, they couldn't get the angle quite right, you know, so they may have had to send it out. Well, you know, an entrance and an exit looked at by forensic experts would be able to determine whether he really did commit suicide or whether we're looking at a homicide. So
that's right.
It's an easy way to cover.
And as Lionel said, let's have an investigation. Let's have some blood tests. Were there any drugs in his blood? What was the time of death? Can you ascertain that? We get absolutely nothing that you would typically see in an investigation. And I would say, Laura, you know, why all of this secrecy when they tell us that, well, we know that it is only this individual. He's now dead. So why can't we all see the evidence that they presumably have out there? Because if they don't believe and they've ruled out anybody else being involved in this, then they don't need to keep anything secret in order to try to find any accomplices, right?
Right. Exactly. I agree with you totally. And I've looked a lot of the videos. I wanted to call in and make my point about the entrance and the exit and the forensics evidence that isn't coming forward. And of course, everything you mentioned about the CEO or the people that own the shares in MGM selling. And I even heard George Soros had, according to SEC revealings in August, had shorted MGM shares to the tune of 1.35 million shares. And I don't know, I didn't catch your show at the very beginning. But anyway, I just wanted to make that point, let somebody else talk now. But
well, those are excellent points. And as somebody... Thank you. Those are excellent points. As somebody who's worked for a coroner's office, that's exactly what we'd expect to see. I mean, why can't we see some real investigation as we typically would, even about the supposed suicide of this shooter? As she pointed out, as Laura from California, who worked at a coroner's office for quite some time, how about some information about the entrance and the exit wound? How about, as Lionel has mentioned in the past, let's see some blood tests. Let's see some information about the time of death. Instead, we get this absurd situation where they take his brain out and they send it somewhere looking for disease. That is how threadbare and how devoid of any motive they are, that they've got to go physically examine the brain to try to come up with some kind of a motive. They still don't have anything. Still don't have anything there. And yet, this obstruction of justice, the interesting timing of how when most of the institutional investors are going deeper into MGM resorts, you've got people who are insiders who are selling off massive amounts, selling off 90%, the CEO, selling off 90% of his stock 3 weeks before. And, of course, he is somebody who sits on Homeland Security's Infrastructure Advisory Committee as well. A lot of this stuff is very, very suspicious, and they ought to give us some answers. But, of course, we don't expect to see any answers coming. I'm going to have the callers hang on through the break because I need to do a quick plug here before we go out. And again, if you haven't taken advantage of the sales that we have, some of those are going to be ending very quickly. BrainForce, 50% off. We have BioTrue Selenium, 40% off. We have Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula. That is also 40% off. And Survival Shield X2, our nascent iodine, is also 40% off. And we have 20% off of Wake Up America. Just enter the code WAKEUP at checkout, and you can get 20% off of Wake Up America coffee. And that is in either the Patriot Blend or the Immune Support Blend. We really do thank you for your support. That's what keeps this operation going. All right, let's go to Sean in Tennessee. Sean, go ahead.
Hey, David. I just want to call in. You said on October 30th they're supposed to be having a hearing to decide whether to investigate the Las Vegas shooting or stick with the official narrative. Am I correct when I heard
No, actually, the October 30th hearing is going to be whether or not they're going to make a stay on destruction of evidence by MGM, whether they have now put an injunction saying you cannot destroy any evidence that you may have. They're going to have a hearing on October the 30th to see if that's going to be made permanent, because they've already had one individual who has filed a lawsuit. Others have not filed, as far as I know, but the attorney for that individual has. And so because of that, they want to preserve evidence. And that's the hearing that is coming up on October 30th. Hang on, we've got to take a break, and we'll be right back to you, Sean. I'm David Knight, and this is Real News. We'll be right back on this October 23rd, 2017.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, BrainForce. Now, BrainForce Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Molon Labe t-shirts, and you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back on this Monday, October 23rd, 2017. We were talking to Sean. He had some questions about the aftermath of the Vegas shooting. So I want to go back to him first. We also have some other callers that are on the line. Go ahead, Sean. What did you want to say about the shooting? We were talking about the fact that there was going to be a hearing coming up October the 30th. That was going to be a trial, that is going to be a trial to determine whether or not, Mandalay Bay, MGM Resorts International can destroy any evidence or whether they're going to have to preserve that because of the possibility of lawsuits. Already one has been filed. We had a caller in the last segment saying she found it unusual that there's only been one individual who has filed a lawsuit And that lawsuit was filed as soon as Timeline version number 2 came out. And that was the one that reversed the Jesus Campos' security guard. He was supposedly the one who stopped the shooting. That was the first version of the timeline. Second version said, no, he was the first one shot, and he called it in, but they waited 6 minutes before the police to come, and then they came out after he disappeared. The sheriff came out and had a tearful press conference and said, no, you can really believe me now. It was only 40 seconds between the time that he was shot and the time they called the police. So he's going to take a hit. Because he doesn't want to get the casinos upset with him. But, Sean, you had a question about that. Go ahead.
I was first going to say, I think the evidence, you don't need to go much further to see that there's a cover-up and they're lying to us than Ellen DeGeneres' interview of Jesus.
Wasn't that something?
Oh, God. Like, before I even heard anyone say about it, and I just watched it myself, I saw a man, a security guard, who risked his life trying to stop killers. And he was sitting there almost like he was scared.
Yeah.
And like he just didn't look right. And Ellen's like, oh, Mama Ellen's here. It's okay. Don't worry. You don't have to do any more interviews now. You'll be all right.
And it was interesting when he disappeared, you had MGM coming out and saying, don't worry, he's okay, he's going to be fine, you know. And the president of the union was very concerned about him. He said, I haven't heard anything about him for 5 days. And, of course, that wasn't a question that Ellen asked. She didn't ask the question that was on everyone in the country's mind. Where have you been for the last 5 days? You had five interviews set up, and all of a sudden he just disappears for 5 days. And it was very amazing to me that the sheriff's office came out and said, he disappeared because he was afraid of Laura Loomer. It's like, are you kidding me? He was scheduled to go on and talk to, on five interviews. One of them was Sean Hannity, but the rest of them with real reporters who were going to ask real questions. Why would he be afraid of one reporter who was asking him some questions? And of course, Ellen didn't ask anything about his personal life, which you would expect. I mean, here's a woman, Ellen, who's kind of an entertainer, and, she does all of this, kind of personality stuff. Wouldn't you think that she would ask him questions about his life and his background, and she would do kind of this human interest story type questions? Not even that. But of course, the question on everybody's mind, where have you been for the last 5 days? That was never asked. So it was a little dog and pony show where he could come out and repeat what they've now determined they're going to stick with, the story of the third timeline. And then she could shut it down and say, well, that's it. He's not going to have any more to say to anybody. So no questions about anything else. So your comment, Sean.
My comment is the kicker in all of it is the Ellen DeGeneres slot machine.
Yeah.
That brings it all to home. You look at that and it looks dirtier than even 9/11. 9/11 is a pretty dirty, I guess you could call it conspiracy theory because it's a theory about a conspiracy. So sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have a situation where, again, as I said, a real investigation is going to begin with questions. And the questions are going to be who had motive, who benefits from this, who had opportunity, so forth and so on. And then you're going to start to rule out things that aren't true, things that are not possible. Instead, what we've seen with this, with 9/11, with many of these other things, they start out with a narrative that is impossible, and then they rule out any questioning of that narrative. And if you question the narrative, then you're a conspiracy theorist. I mean, one of the issues with 9/11, of course, was, how could three buildings fall straight into their footprint, just collapse like it was a demolition? These are steel skyscrapers, never happened before or since. And one of those was not even hit by an airplane. And so people would look at this and say, well, I don't really think that that's possible. And that's just one of many things that has come up over the years about that. But that's one of the most glaring incidents. But at the same time, you had a lot of insider trading going on with airlines, and we've seen the same type of thing going on with MGM. Clearly, this is something that is going to impact business. It has already impacted business in Las Vegas. And so that's one of the reasons they want to keep this localized to one hotel and one shooter. They want to try to minimize the impact on the region. And it's very suspicious to my mind that in a bullish market, where you've got most of the security analysts are very, very bullish on this particular stock, that the CEO is selling off 90% of the stock that he owns just 3 weeks before this all happened. So all of that, I think, looks very suspicious as we're going along. And if they don't give people any answers, if they don't give any credibility to the eyewitnesses who said, well, we saw something happening here and we saw something happening over there. I had an individual who contacted me by email. I'm still trying to see if he will get the person that he talked to is a relative of his who was a police investigator. And he poured cold water on the idea that there was anything going on with any of this stuff until he went to Vegas on a vacation and he started asking people. And he said everybody he asked in the hotels were convinced and had seen things that were additional shooters. And so it really turned it around for him. And that's the issue. You have to investigate and you have to make a sincere effort to find the truth. And we can all see, and Ellen is the prime example of that, that they're not interested in getting to the bottom of anything. They just want to sell us a story and move on. You know, that's it. Just move along now. Don't ask any more questions. Anything else you wanted to say, Sean, before I get to Monica?
I guess just a small plug. DNA Force, it works. I hope you guys get some more soon.
Great, great. Yes, that's something that I take on a regular basis. Thank you, Sean, for that plug. That is what supports our operation. Thank you very much. Let's go to Monica in Washington. You also wanted to comment on Vegas. Go ahead, Monica.
Good morning, David. Thanks for taking my call. You're my favorite host there.
Well, thank you.
I do have a Vegas question, but I wanted to make a quick rave on the Secret 12, if I may.
Sure.
I call it BuzzFeed the sequel. And I love this product. I've been getting it for several months. It does give energy, but it also calms the nervous system and heals the nervous system if you have anxiety for stress, etc. And so when I find something I love, I share it with my friends, and which I did, sharing it with another nurse friend of mine. And she said, well, you know, I wouldn't buy any of that snake oil if I was you. And I said, well, she said, let me show you what I use. And I said, okay. So she comes back into the room with her bottle. And lo and behold, because Alex mentioned several times that you guys private label, and she was taking the very same thing.
There you go.
The same thing with a different label. So
that's right. Yeah, because she doesn't. Yeah, but because InfoWars sells it, she thinks that it's snake oil, but it's exactly the same thing. Thank you for sharing that. And of course it's methylcobalamin, and it's the same thing that you're going to get if you take vitamin B12 injections, except you can take it orally, and it's great. And so your nurse friend is taking the same thing, and but she's okay because she's not buying it from InfoWars. That's the important thing to her. We got to take a quick break, Monica. We didn't get to what you had to say, but we'll get to you right as soon as we come back. Thank you for sharing that about Secret 12, and of course you can get that right now, 40% off. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight, and we'll take your phone calls on Vegas, on the Mueller Special Prosecutor, and we've got more to tell you about Robert Mueller when we come back. Also, if you want to jump in about Congresswoman Frederica Wilson and her hat selection, we'll take calls about that as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute 1 part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're taking phone calls. Most of the people seem to be interested in Vegas, but if you would like to talk about our Rhinestone Cowgirl Congresswoman, Frederica Wilson, you're welcome to do that. We're going to play some clips about her that came out this last Friday. Also, if you want to talk about the witch hunt and the new evidence that's come out about Robert Mueller, actually, I haven't actually even gone over what we were told about Robert Mueller by Harvey Silvergate. Haven't talked about his past experience with him, but there's been a lot that has come out in the last week or so by Jerome Corsi and others talking about prosecutorial misconduct of the people that he has brought in as part of his investigation team. And Harvey Silvergate also talks about the issue of a special prosecutor and the flaws that are inherent in that. So we're going to get to that in the next hour. Also coming up in the third hour, we're going to be talking to the wife of an individual who has been in jail without bail for nearly 2 years because he came to the defense of a young girl who was medically kidnapped. And we're going to tell you what happened and how this is not an isolated incident and how over the top this particular prosecution is and, of course, how you can help as well. But let's get back to Monica, who was talking to us before we went to break, about the Vegas shooting. Go ahead, Monica in Washington. You had more that you wanted to say about the Vegas shooting. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, David. So it was after the last press, if you even want to call it a press conference, that the sheriff gave. It was the one after Laura Loomer had asked him about the room service receipts. Was that the, do I have it correct? Is that the, that's the last
I think so. That, that indicated that he had checked in earlier than they had originally said in the timeline, yes.
And, of course, he shut her right down. And then on the following one, when he took no questions and he was just very, you know, this is, and he kept saying, our narrative, don't question our narrative, no conspiracies, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I kept thinking about these receipts and the room service. And do you think that, of course, there's so many disturbing aspects with this, but what do you think about the maid or whoever sending the maid up with the guns in the room service carts, you know, because they're draped on every side. Who knows, right?
Well, we don't know. I mean, you know, the interesting thing, too, about that was remember that Steve Wynn, who owns a Vegas casino as well, had gone on a Sunday show with Chris Wallace and had said it would raise flags with us. If an individual had a do not disturb sign on for several days, we would have investigated it, even for the safety of that particular guest to make sure they hadn't had some kind of a health incident. But I find it interesting that they didn't do that. And then he says, and of course we would never let anybody use our service elevator. And Chris Wallace says, wait a minute, are you saying that, this guy used a service elevator? And, oh, no, no, I'm not saying that. And it goes back to that other story again. But then it came out a couple of days later that, yeah, he had used the service elevator. So there's a lot of stuff that is very, 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 very questionable about this. In addition to the fact that the narrative is constantly changing, a lot of the stuff doesn't make any sense. And here's the thing, Monica. I think when we look at this and even Ann Coulter, who doesn't get into questioning the government's official stories on these types of shootings. I've never seen her do that before. But even Ann Coulter came out and said, well, there's a lot of stuff that's really suspicious about this. The idea that this guy is a multimillionaire by playing video poker where you're going to lose a penny off of every dollar that you spend, you're going to lose a penny on average. You know, that's just phony to start with. But then we look at the other stuff, the fact that he had gloves on and so forth. And she says, well, if I was writing a movie script, I might say that this, this, and this happened, and that would be more plausible than to go with the narrative that they've given us. So she basically looks at a lot of different issues that they have and then says, well, you know, I might say that maybe there was some kind of a gun trade deal going on, that maybe he was part of some kind of a gun running scam or something, and people found out about it, and they used it to shoot from that room. And then, you know, put the gloves on and shot him. So she says, I don't have any proof for that, but I'm just saying that that would make more sense than the garbage that we've been told. And that's the point, is that we don't have to come up with an answer as to what happened. That's their responsibility. What we have been given is a continually morphing and changing narrative that doesn't hold water, that is not possible. And so they need to start giving us some answers. It's not incumbent upon me to say, well, it was ISIS, or it was the FBI working with ISIS, or it was the FBI and the ATF doing some kind of a fast and furious false flag operation, or that this guy was a lone shooter, whatever. I just know that what they're telling me doesn't make sense. And we can see that there is an obvious cover-up, especially by MGM, working with Ellen DeGeneres and other issues. That's why I started with the Follow the Money story earlier today. We know there's a lot of stuff that really stinks about this. And that's what we need to know. We need to say, look, your story doesn't make any sense. You don't have a motive. And sending the brain around to try to find a motive, that is patently absurd. How about giving us some truth and some transparency for a change? Because you're telling us that this is all set up and it's this individual and now he's dead. So why can't we have some answers, right? Right, Monica? What do you think?
Yes. Well, and we see it in real time right in front of us. Unlike 9/11, where, you know, we didn't have cell phones, we didn't have people recording and can go back and in retrospect and say, how about that? Or me. But now it's just unfolding right in front of us.
Yes.
But no, we're supposed to just, you know, take it and not question. And I just think it's such a shame, David. And my family and I have had wonderful times in Vegas, such good memories. And I just, this is so horrible. And I don't know I don't think you or anyone knows if we're ever going to get to the bottom of it. Will we have to wait 50 years to have records unsealed? I mean, it's just...
Yeah, can we get something from WikiLeaks or something? Yeah. Well, you know, they're having issues, and I think part of the secrecy here is that they just want this to go away as quickly as possible. They want to sweep anything that might incriminate them from a legal standpoint. They want to sweep that under the rug. But I think by ignoring eyewitness accounts and shutting them down and by giving us multiple false timelines and so forth, I think what they're doing is they're making people, I think it's going to have the effect of making people more afraid of Vegas because they're saying something is happening there. And they're not, you know, this is not an honest investigation for whatever reason. And I think it's simply going to heighten people's concern about safety at Vegas if they're not transparent, if they're not truthful with people. I think it's going to come down and have just the opposite effect that they hope it would have. But thank you so much, Monica, for calling. I want to move on to Shane in Ohio because we don't have too much more time left in the segment. Go ahead, Shane.
Hey, David.
Hey, how you doing?
This is what I took from the L&M campus interview.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like everybody missed it, but he said the only thing that he said that he wasn't led by Ellen. The only thing that he said was he wanted to give thanks to all of the first responders, including the FBI. The FBI was first responders. What was they already doing? They was already there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I caught that. I caught that, and nobody had said it. And also, what I wanted to say about the sheriff, when the sheriff gave that last interview, last press conference or whatever, he said, does everybody understand that 959? Does everybody understand that? And as soon as somebody said something, he asked a question. When somebody went to ask a question, no question, sir. No question.
Mm-hmm.
But he just asked the question. Do we all understand? And somebody obviously didn't understand.
He's not going to explain anything. Yeah, ask me no questions. I'll tell you no lies. But that's a good point. And the question to me also, and maybe there's a reasonable explanation for this, is as you point out, why is the FBI involved so early? Or even why is the FBI involved? Because they've ruled out terrorism, right? They're not saying that this is a terrorist attack. So why is the FBI involved in this? Why are they running this investigation? Why are they confiscating people's cell phones and removing evidence from their cell phones? I mean, it's the FBI that's doing that. Your comment, Shane.
I think that no matter what, as long as all of the independent journalists and InfoWars keep asking questions, eventually they're going to have to answer us, or we're going to find it out.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, there's a lot of people, I think a lot of eyewitnesses who recorded stuff. And I think that over time, we're going to get these people to come out, and they're going to talk, and they're going to give us the video footage, and we're going to see what's happened with that. We've already had a lot of people doing a forensic analysis on the audio to say, hey, we think there were multiple shooters, and here's why we think there were multiple shooters. We're not getting that kind of factual investigation. We're not getting any information, as a matter of fact. Instead, we get this hokey nonsense. Let's send his brain around to examine it for motives. Like I tweeted out, I said, what are we back to 19th century phrenology now, saying that we're going to be able to ascertain criminal tendencies based on certain types of physical lumps in the head? It's nearly that bad. They're saying, well, we're looking for tumors, but it's about that bad. It's absurd. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We've got news at the top of the hour.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, and you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars, Biome Defense, Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and I want to go back to our callers here. We've got Randy in Kentucky. She wants to talk about Paddock's brain. This sounds like some kind of a schlocky 1950s horror film, doesn't it? But let's talk about Paddock's brain. Randy, go ahead.
Hi. Well, basically, according to statistics online from, you know, legal laboratories and stuff, let's see, more than 51% of cases of suicides of where they shoot themselves in the head are at a horizontal angle, or I'm sorry, at an upward trajectory is 51% of cases, and only 24% of cases are at a horizontal trajectory, as well as the right temple is the most common entrance gunshot wound site. If that's the case and he's suicide shot himself in the head, his brain would be damaged. Depending on the caliber of the weapon he used to shoot himself, he would have either completely blown out the side of his head or the bullet would have bounced around inside his skull, turning his brain to mush. So
yeah,
either
exactly.
way, there wouldn't be really any amount of brain to send in to analyze.
Yeah, that's what I said before. I said, you know, they want to examine his brain for motive. And as absurd as that is, the fact is that, you know, once they get it there, they might notice it's got this big gaping hole in it at the very least if there's nothing else there. I mean, that's the absurdity of they just double down, over and over again. You know, let's examine his brain for any kind of pathology. Maybe that'll give us a motive because they're so devoid of anything that would explain their phony narrative that keeps morphing through this. But then, of course, when you look at his brain, it would have massive destruction in it. But of course, what we're not getting is any information as, we had Laura call us in the last hour. She used to work for a coroner's office. Where's the information about the angle of the shooting? Where are the blood tests, as Lionel has said? Where are the blood tests that would show if he has any drugs? Where are the, forensic tests that would show the time of death and so forth? All the usual things that you would expect out of an investigation, all the usual, things that are checked off on the list, none of that is done with this, and none of this is made public. Everything is kept quiet. I mean, what do you think about that, Randy?
No sense whatsoever, because they say that with suicide, that in more than half the cases, there's a positive blood alcohol concentration, that there's that majority of the cases, handguns are used for suicide. So it doesn't make any sense that with their narrative. And then the photos that they showed, there is a rifle on a bipod over his leg in the photo. That makes no sense as well. He's a very tall man. If he was standing next to the rifle and it was upright on its bipod and say his foot slid underneath it when he fell, it would have knocked over. His foot's too tall to get under that rifle standing on that bipod. Those weapons sit very, very low to the ground. To use a bipod like that, you would have to lay prone on your belly on the floor.
Yes, and of course, we've had individuals who went in and said, okay, here's a bump stock, and they were experienced with it, so they shot it. One guy had never shot it before, so he played around with it, but it didn't take him too long before he could get the hang of it. Another guy was very experienced with it, so he shot it from the shoulder, was able to empty the clip very, very quickly. But then he said, now when I put it on the bipod, as we're shown, and try to fire the bump stock using a bipod, all he could get was three or four shots at a time. The most he could get was seven shots out of the magazine. So clearly there are so many problems with this. I mean, you just keep going on and on and on. It was just a few hours before he went to Vegas that he bought a weapon in his hometown a couple hours away. And then that new gun that he bought, he didn't take to the shooting. None of this makes any sense. And we don't get any answers from the establishment. All right, we got to take a break. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back. I want to tell you a little bit when we come back about what happened in globalism over the weekend in Europe, in Catalonia and Italy.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force. Now Brain Force Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to have in the next segment joining us the wife, as I mentioned before, of an individual who's been in jail for nearly 2 years now, in jail without bail, because he came to the aid of a young girl who was medically kidnapped from her parents by that hospital, and they were severely damaging her. And this is a case that has been going on for a couple of years now, and you have heard probably about the young girl, but we're going to take it from the standpoint she's now out. We're going to have a special report coming up in the next segment, and then we're going to talk to the wife of the man who is in jail trying to help that individual. I wanted to tell you what was going on over the weekend, because I think it's very important. We talk a lot about the movement from globalism, and you can really see it in the actions that are happening in Europe over the weekend. We had a couple of different elections, and I also, before we get to that, I never did get to Robert Mueller and the editorial by Silverglate, the lawyer who has worked for, I think it's Judicial Watch in the past. But I don't have that right here in front of me. Nevertheless, what he had to say about Robert Mueller in the past is very interesting, and I think you need to hear this because it underscores the danger not only of special prosecutors in general, but of this particular special prosecutor, Robert Mueller. He is not the virtuous Boy Scout that everybody is putting out there. As a matter of fact, Silverglate calls him a modern-day Torquemada. Yeah, nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. So we're going to talk about the Spanish Inquisitional aspects of Robert Mueller, as well as what's happening in Spain with the tyranny that we're seeing in Catalonia and the elections in northern Italy. So I apologize to the callers who were on hold that we did not get to. First of all, Robert Mueller, as this man says, he's had experience with him in the past. He says when he was, when Mueller was the acting U.S. Attorney General, U.S. Attorney in Boston, he said he was a defense counsel in a federal criminal case. And he said he had an odd contact from an individual who walked in. He said the guy had this, walked into the office. He said, I've got information that might help your client. He walks in, he says, he had a flowing white gauze-like shirt. And he sat down across from me from the conference table. And I remember that flowing white gauze-like shirt, because that'll come up again. And so he says, you know, I've got evidence that I can prove that the transactions that were done by your client were done with lawful currency rather than, as Prosecutor Mueller's office was claiming, the proceeds of illegal drug activities. He goes, okay, fine, I'll take your statement. So they took the statement. He had his secretary type up the affidavit. And the guy starts to sign it, and he leans over and he goes, oh, by the way, you know, this isn't really true. I'm just saying this because your client is an old friend of mine. At which point, this guy says, get out of my office. And he says, as the guy stands up in this flowing white gauze-like shirt and turns around, he sees a square in his back. And he knew the whole thing was a setup to try to entrap him. And it was run by Robert Mueller. So he said years later, he ran into Mueller and he says, I told him of my disappointment in being the target of a sting where there was no reason to think that I would knowingly present perjured evidence to a court. Mueller, half apologetically, told me that he never really thought that I would suborn perjury, but that he had a duty to pursue the lead that was given to him. And he said that lead, of course, was provided by a fellow that we lawyers amongst ourselves would indelicately refer to as a scumbag. It made me realize, he said, that Mueller was capable of believing, at least preliminarily, any tale of criminal wrongdoing and acting on it despite the palpable bad character and the obviously questionable motivations of the informants and the witnesses. You understand what he's saying? He says, yeah, Mueller is capable of believing it and acting on it even if the source that's making the accusations is not credible. He will try to entrap people. And then he talks about years later, he got involved with the case of Jeffrey McDonald. Remember, that was the lawyer in North Carolina. He was accused of killing his wife, and they roughly based the fugitive on his experiences. And he had many different retrials because over the years, the military police and investigators and the FBI agents had fabricated a lot of information about that. And so he came in after several of these trials. He had a large amount of data that had been compiled over the years showing that he had been framed by a connivance of the military investigators and the FBI. And they have a meeting at that point, and he said into the Department of Justice conference room, he said there was a phalanx of FBI agents, and he and his three colleagues were there. And then finally, Robert Mueller walked into the room and took his place at the head of the table. And he said it was very vivid and chilling, a very, very vivid and chilling memory of what he had to say. He said, Mueller said, gentlemen, criticism of the Bureau is a non-starter. So whatever you say, you are not going to criticize me. Now, he will go with any absurd accusation against anybody else, but you will not question what the FBI does. Any of these fabrications. He says another attendee, a lawyer who was with him, said he remembered it slightly differently. He said he thought he remembered them saying prosecutorial misconduct is a non-starter. But it's the same thing, in essence. And so he talks about that, and he talks about how dangerous that is. And he talks about the whole idea of special prosecutors and how in 1988, only Justice Scalia dissented against the idea of an independent prosecutor. And he said the problem with an independent prosecutor is that you typically wind up investigating the person instead of an event or a crime. And so it becomes a witch hunt. And he gives it as an example on both sides of it, Bill Clinton's situation with Ken Starr and Scooter Libby. And, you know, with Scooter Libby, his prosecution was overturned. With Bill Clinton, I believe that Ken Starr passed on all of the serious crimes and focused on the perjury crime for consensual sex. There were crimes of sexual, allegations of sexual assault. There are allegations of rape. There are allegations of a lot of financial crimes. But, of course, he focused on the one thing that Ken Starr, who was also, remember, Ken Starr was presented to us like a Boy Scout, just like Robert Mueller. What did Ken Starr do? He basically ignored everything except the consensual sex charge, which is not a real crime, and said, oh, but he committed a process crime by committing perjury when somebody asked him about it. But we can understand that because he was embarrassed about the affair that he had. Gave him a pass. Then Ken Starr goes on to defend and to work out a very favorable deal for Phil Epstein, one of the most famous pedophiles and sexual criminals we've ever seen. And then after that, this Boy Scout Christian, as Ken Starr was sold to everybody, becomes president of a Christian university, Baylor, and he winds up defending the football team against allegations of rape and sexual misconduct and ultimately having to resign. So those were his big three things, this Boy Scout. And we're starting to see the same thing from Robert Mueller. his involvement with the uranium scandal, and all of these people that we're now seeing were involved and knowledgeable about the fact that there was racketeering going on by the companies, by the individuals who are trying to purchase Uranium One. They covered that up to let that sale go through. They knew about that. They've been investigating it. They've been informed by the witness for 15 months, and yet they let that go through. And so here's his conclusion. He says, despite the constitutional issues, the most serious problem with a special counsel is that when a prosecutor is appointed to examine closely the lives and the affairs of a pre-selected group of targets, that prosecutor is almost certain to stumble across multiple actions that might be deemed criminal under the sprawling and incredibly vague federal criminal code. And, of course, that is especially true of any financial crimes. And he says, in Mueller's case, one can have a very high degree of confidence that he will uncover alleged felonies within the ranks of the inner circle of the president's men. And this could well include Trump himself, because you have issues with the Office of Special Prosecutor and you have issues with Mueller himself. And that's the real concern that we have. That's why that needs to be shut down by President Trump. This is a witch hunt, and this is something that is worthy of a Stalinist regime. Now, I wanted to talk about what was going on. We've had, just briefly, we had an election over the weekend, and in Italy, two of the richest regions, who send in a great deal more than they get back from the federal government, had a non-binding referendum saying that they want more autonomy from Rome. And this is something that will be used as leverage there. And that comes as there is a continued escalation in Catalonia. And I don't even have time to go into all of the crimes. It's absolutely amazing what the jackbooted thugs of the Spanish National Police Force did in Catalonia. They have it cataloged now. You would not believe it. I'll go through that for you tomorrow. But coming up in the next segment, we have a report from John Bowne that's going to lay the foundation of this case. And then we're going to talk to the wife of the individual who has been in jail for 2 years without bail, and what he did to try to defend somebody who was medically kidnapped.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emerix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
The outrageous case of Justina Pelletier should serve as a warning to parents who may be confronted by medical kidnappers and the tentacles of the state antagonizing honest families with cruel consequences.
It's like you fall down into this rabbit hole that you can't get out of.
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. Luckily, my daughter was over 18, so I was able to say to them, get away from her now.
Tozier's kids, who also have rare diseases, are safe at home. But if the Pelletiers can't sway Judge Joseph Johnson by next week's hearings, they could lose custody of Justina until she's 18. Something Heather hopes her newfound friends won't have to endure.
They were all hoping that they let Justina go home and be with her family. She needs to be home for Christmas. She's already missed Thanksgiving, Mother's Day, Easter. She's missed her birthday. She needs to be home.
Boston Children's Hospital was founded in 1869 by Civil War surgeon Dr. Francis Henry Brown. By 2012, the hospital had been rated for the 23rd year in a row as one of the nation's top hospitals specializing in pediatric care. The hospital's teaching affiliate is none other than the Harvard Medical School. Justina Pelletier's horror began when the doctors and psychologists at Boston Children's Hospital diagnosed her with somatic symptom disorder. She had been previously diagnosed with mitochondrial disease from the Tufts University School of Medicine. An inexperienced Boston Children's Hospital doctor, just 7 months into his internship, was convinced that the pain Justina was experiencing, pain that felt like knives were cutting open her stomach, was all in her mind.
So many people could have said, time out. If Boston Children's is so gung-ho on this diagnosis, yet nobody else believes in it, nobody else has been able to be brought in to contest it, her Tufts medical people totally blocked out.
Citing a concern for possible medical child abuse with zero evidence, Boston Children's Hospital then requested that the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Department of Children and Families take emergency custody of the patient, as Justina's parents and sister were blocked by security guards.
February 14th, Valentine's Day, I went up there with my other daughter, who has mito, and we went to discharge her. And they hemmed and hawed. We were at the main nursing station. And I could see, out of each corner of my eye, security guards here, there, everywhere. So I said, this is smelling bad.
At that point, then, you are escorted from the building.
We are given by a number of security guards. They escort my wife and my daughter out of the building. And we're given a no trespass. If we ever show up on the property again unauthorized, we will be arrested.
Justina was then made a ward of the state of Massachusetts.
She went from a healthy as could be young lady to a person now in a wheelchair, pretty much paralyzed below the hips, almost no physical strength above the hips. She has been totally medically abused. You know, she had tachycardia, medically diagnosed, was on metoprolol for that.
since she's been at Boston Children's through DCF custody. She's been off that, so she's had a heart rate of anywhere from 100 to 152, medically verified. Number two, she had a cecostomy tube placed into her colon so she can go to the bathroom for neuropathy of the colon. And when you're a mitochondrial patient, you're more sensitive to your nerves, kind of like somebody with fibromyalgia. So she was taking Lyrica to deaden the nerve pain. So she's been in severe pain nonstop, 24 hours a day for 13 months.
All I really want to be with is with my family and my friends, and it's all I want is just to be with my family and friends.
Justina was held in Boston Children's Hospital psychiatric ward, Bader 5, from February 14, 2013 until January 2014. She was transferred to Wayside Youth and Family Support Network, a residential treatment center. Justina was literally being treated worse than prisoners in Massachusetts. It was then that the computer security expert and powerful activist fighting for the human rights of institutionalized children, Martin Gottsfeld, launched a cyber attack on Boston Children's Hospital for several days, reportedly costing the hospital upwards of $300,000 and mitigation fees of $300,000.
On April 17th, 2014, 14 months into their saga with Boston Children's, Justina's family published one of the notes she had smuggled to them hidden in origami, saying staff hurt her all the time, deprived her of sleep, and more. In it, she asked people to please hurry. I saw her plea, and 3 days later, after months of other efforts to free Justina, Harvard-affiliated federal prosecutors say I defended her life by single-handedly knocking a $2 billion Harvard-affiliated hospital off the internet during its largest annual online fundraiser, costing Justina's torturers over $500,000 of the ill-gotten dollars they pocketed from Medicaid for paralyzing and nearly killing her. I showed the Harvard Pediatric Teaching Hospital, which receives more federal funding than any other, some $225 million annually, that they were still accountable for their actions, even if they have every court, every state and federal agency in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts in their back pocket. I reminded them that no amount of other good work could justify torturing a single child, and that Justina and her family weren't defenseless.
Martin faces up to 15 years in prison and is currently weeks into a hunger strike. However, Martin's noble deed did have the intended effect and brought the attention Justina needed. Finally, on June 17th, 2014, the same Massachusetts judge who issued the initial ruling dismissed the case against her parents and returned Justina to her family. Aside from the horror Justina and her family suffered and the costly lengths it took for Martin Gottsfeld to reveal the ugly truth, gradually it became abundantly clear due to Justina's maltreatment that wards of the state are essentially guinea pigs. Any ward of the state is subject to research being performed upon them without their consent, even if that research is not primarily for the ward's benefit.
That must have been very scary for you, Justina. I can't imagine.
It was very scary. I had, no one was on my side there. No one believed me there. Everyone thought I was faking all this medical stuff. They stopped all my medicine.
And when they stopped your medicine, your condition started going downhill.
Yes.
So instead of getting stronger, which is why people go to the doctor in the hospital, you went from being a figure skater to being in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
That's a great report by John Bound. I'm David Knight, and we're going to talk to the wife of Marty Gottesfeld, Dana, about what is going on both in the case of medical kidnapping, because as you just heard John Bound say, when you make somebody the wards of the state, and we've seen so many cases of abuse by Child Protective Services, that's part of this, but it's also medical kidnapping. Medical kidnapping for profit, where they can experiment on you without anybody's authorization and, of course, removing you from your parents, as they talk about it being a parentectomy. That was one of the phrases that they had. So when we come back, I'm going to introduce to you Dana Gottesfeld, and we're going to talk about the situation now of her husband, who did everything he could to bring people to justice who would not be held accountable because of their political power and their connections in Massachusetts. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force. Now Brain Force Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Dana Gottesfeld, and she is the wife of Marty Gottesfeld, who has been in kept in prison without bail for nearly 2 years now. What was his crime? Well, his crime was to try to bring attention to and to help a young girl, Justina Pelletier, who had been medically kidnapped by Boston's Children's Hospital, affiliated with Harvard University. And there's a couple of different issues here. We're going to talk to her about this. And, of course, one of them is the fact that that hospital is very well connected to the politically powerful, of course. Everything revolves around Harvard in that area, and they're going to protect it at all costs. And so when you do something to expose them, do something to harm their fundraising, they're going to come after you very viciously. And, of course, we have seen this over and over again, the case of Silk Road or the case of the Bunkerville standoff that we've covered many times. When you get the government upset, they will pull every string to try to come after you ruthlessly. And I believe that's what's happening here. We're going to talk to Dana about that. And we're also going to tell you how you can help Marty in this. It is in this kind of overreach that we're seeing. And interestingly enough, it has the same prosecutor that began all this that, whether, depending on what you believe about Aaron Swartz, either she hounded him to death over trumped up charges that the local authorities refused to do anything when he downloaded some documents out of Harvard's, some Harvard computer files. But it was a real, I guess the only way I can describe it, it's way over the top what she did to Aaron Swartz. And his family believes that she hounded him to the situation where he committed suicide. So either that happened or somebody killed him because he was pushing back against CISPA and these other efforts. But it's the same prosecutor, Carmen Ortiz. And this is also a cybercrime that is being taken to extreme measures by Carmen Ortiz and the person who has replaced her in Boston. But let's talk to Dana right now. She's the wife of Marty. He's a computer engineer, a tireless champion for children, and his wrongful imprisonment has been documented by many different magazines. We're going to talk to her about how the media has covered this. Some of it's been fair, some of it has not been fair. And if you want to help Marty, I'm going to give you the, we'll do this multiple times, but remember it's Free Marty G, and that's spelled M-A-R-T-Y-G, Free Marty G. And we have freemartyg.com, we have Facebook, we have Free Marty G, and also Twitter at Free Marty G. So that's where you can log on to find out how you can help Marty in this situation, because he is a political prisoner. They are going over the top to come after him in this prosecution. But thank you for joining us, Dana.
Thanks for having me, David. It's great to see you.
Let's start out recapping. And we had an excellent report in the previous segment by John Bound, kind of recapping this for people. But let's go back to how this all began with Justina. What was her health issue?
Justina had mitochondrial disease, so basically her cells can't produce enough energy, and leaves her feeling lethargic. It also has other complications. She needs additional sleep. She has very tender her fingers feel like sharp pains, and it overall impacts her health and is a chronic disease with no known cure, only a treatment to mitigate the effects.
So, but prior to her going to Boston's Children's Hospital, of course, she went there because the doctor had been seeing her at Tufts. They had her under medication to keep to treat this and to keep the pain down. And that doctor had moved from Tufts to Boston's Children's Hospital. So she goes there, and they say, no, it's not anything physiological with you. This is an intern who's only been there for 7 months. And he says, I think it's purely psychological, psychosomatic. Mm-hmm. And so he basically kidnaps her at that point and said, and they held her and kept her from getting any medication that would help with the pain issues, and they blocked any second opinions. They blocked any parental involvement in this. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Her gastroenterologist, Dr. Flores, had moved to Boston Children's Hospital. So one night when she was having symptoms of the flu, she took an ambulance to Boston Children's Hospital just specifically to see this one doctor for a consult. And then a doctor who was, you know, just a couple months out of medical training, a neurologist named Jurion Peters, along with Simona Bigiorno and the Boston Children's Hospital Child Protective Services team decided that Justina was making up her symptoms and they wanted to change her course of treatment. At first, her parents were slightly open-minded. Again, this is a disease that can manifest itself in a lot of ways. So, you know, if there's some new experimental treatment, they might be interested. But once they learned more and decided that this wasn't a course that they wanted to stick with their original diagnosis of mitochondrial disease and not psychosomatic, which is, you know, saying that Justina's making up the symptoms. It's happening in her head rather than physical symptoms. They said, thank you. We're ready to leave, go back to our previously scheduled appointments with our Justina's longtime doctor. And the Child Protective Services team, led by Dr. Alice Newton, who's also just a whole bag of crazy. She's been responsible for putting many parents in prison with her testimony about shaken baby syndrome, but that's another story. Yeah. She said, we're going to go to the court. We're accusing you of medical child abuse, and your child is going to stay with us.
And so if you disagree with their diagnosis, they're going to take you to court and charge you with medical incompetence or to say that the child needs to be removed from you. And that's what they subsequently did. Right?
Yeah, that's one of the cruxes of this case. Like, agree with her parents, disagree with her parents. Maybe you're not totally familiar with all the ins and outs of the medical diagnosis. But this was literally a parent and fighting for the rights of their children to make medical decisions on behalf of their own family. And you have the government stepping in, you know, the government being the family court judge on behalf of the behest of Dr. Alice Newton and her team, saying, actually, we're the government and we know what's better for you and we're going to strip your rights. You know, in retrospect, it's been a few years now and a lot of the details have come out and Justina's returned back to her family. They never even investigated the family. And she was really badly hurt to the point where her and six other families are suing Boston Children's Hospital right now for the terrible treatment that she received. Like, as you can see in the video on screen, she's now wheelchair bound and she went in there as a figure skater. So they really did a number on her.
Yeah, that underscore that. We got pictures of her. She was figure skating and now she is in a wheelchair. What is the prognosis? Does it look like she's going to be able to get out of the wheelchair? How long has it been since she's been away from Boston Children's Hospital and getting medical care?
She was released in 2014, slightly after the alleged DDoS on the hospital, which means the hospital lost internet connection for a matter of hours over a period of week. And she's just in doing different kinds of therapies, including equestrian therapy, and trying to recover from the trauma that she incurred there.
Wow. And we're looking at B-roll footage of her skating around on ice, but now she is in a wheelchair because she got absolutely no medical attention. And what they did was they put her in a psychiatric ward, and we're going to talk to you about that when we come back. But the crux of all of this is taking away the parents' ability to decide what is best for their child and allowing there to be second opinion. So that's one very important aspect of this. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the other part of this that is very important is how there is a different standard for those who are politically connected. And that's what we're seeing here in this particular case. They could get away with doing anything. They had Child Protective Services on their side because of who they were and the important position that they had in that community, being connected with Harvard Medical Center. So when we come back, we're going to talk more to Dana, and we're going to find out what her husband did and why he has been in jail now for nearly 2 years without bail. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Dana Gottesfeld.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless, we're bold, because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win, we're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're fighting the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all-natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this October 23rd, 2017. We're talking to Dana Gottesfeld. She is the wife of Marty Gottesfeld. And we're going to talk to her in this segment about what point her husband got involved, what did he do, what was their response. Because we've just been talking about the case of the 15-year-old girl, Justina Peltier. And you may have heard about this. It's been covered extensively because of the multiple issues, the issue of medical kidnapping, the idea that Child Protective Services would get involved on the side of a for-profit hospital to help them do something that they wish to do. Of course, we've seen this also in the UK this year with the situation of baby Charlie Gard, where the parents wanted to get a different treatment. They fundraised. They had the ability to go somewhere else to try a treatment for a very serious condition, but they were denied that ability by the National Health Service in the UK. And we've also had within the last week the National Health Service in Britain say they're not going to give any treatment to people for many different types of treatments if they are smokers or if they're overweight. So once you have the government deciding who is going to get treatment, or in this particular case, you have the government come in on the side of the hospital, remove the child from the parents, a parentectomy, as some of them referred to it. Once they have control of you, they will do things that are for their own profit. They'll do things to experiment on you, or they'll deny service to you if that suits their ability. And, of course, we're no different than the UK already. We already have situations where we have a treatment can be denied, or they're trying to get that denied in certain areas if you don't get vaccinated on their schedule. They're trying to do that in California. Or you can have situations where you may want to take something that you believe is more safe and effective, medical marijuana. It might be legal in your state, and yet they will still push you away from that and force you to take more dangerous, highly addictive opioids. So we don't have medical freedom here in this country, and we certainly are going to have far less of it if we go to a single-payer system. So all of that is part of it. But I also want to take a look at the draconian prosecutions that we've seen coming out of Massachusetts, out of the federal government, the prosecutors there, and also out of the Harvard area for trivial cyber crimes. And that's what Marty is in jail for. And if you want to try to help Marty, you can do it at FreeMartyG. That's FreeMartyG, FreeMartyG.com, or on Facebook at FreeMartyG, or Twitter at Free Marty G. Real quickly, before we go back to Dana, I just want to remind you of some of the products that we have here at InfoWars. We have BrainForce Plus. It's going to be stopping the discount this week, probably. It's 50% off. A big discount, biggest discount we've ever had, and we're going to have to remove that pretty soon because we're getting low on supplies. Also, we have 40% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 40% off BioTrue Selenium, and 40% off Secret 12. That's our B12 formulation. Exercise your freedom to take what you know is good for you right now. You can do your own research. You can look at the reviews on InfoWarsStore.com, and fortunately, you can still have the freedom to make those decisions. And one of the things that's going to keep you free to make those decisions is your support for InfoWars in terms of keeping the information out there of what they're trying to do to restrict your medical freedom. Finally, you can get 20% off of InfoWars Patriot Blend or Immune Support Blend coffee. That's just enter the code WAKEUP for the 20% off of Wake Up America coffee. All right, let's go back to Dana. Dana, tell me, at what point did your husband, Marty, get involved?
Well, we learned about this over social media, and we started to kick the tires, a little due diligence, and we learned that a nurse, a former nurse at the psych ward, Bader 5, wrote a letter describing what she saw there as torture. It was her word. We read a lawyer who works on cases of medical kidnap, who's also the longest-serving board member on the Prevention for Cruelty to Children group and Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children in Boston, Barry Pollock. He wrote a letter requesting that the state look into this psych ward. And there was just accumulating evidence that what was happening.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because you had on your bio here that they stopped her medications that she'd been given by the doctors at Tufts. They said she had psychiatric issues. And then they put her in, as you refer to it, the now notorious Bader 5 psych ward. Tell us what was going on there in the psych ward.
Justina was being hurt. She had to smuggle out notes, like you showed at the beginning of the clip, asking for help and saying that.
Yeah, desperate notes saying, please help me. And she put that on paper and then folded it up in origami so they wouldn't see the note. I mean, that's how how insane this was.
Yeah,
what other kinds of patients were in this? What other kind of patients were in this psych ward?
They collect children with rare diseases. So before her, there was another girl named Elizabeth Ray, who I believe had pandas. Basically, if there's the more rare the disease, the easier it is to take a kid in through this medical kidnap.
So they say, take somebody who's got a rare physical condition, and they say, well, we don't think it's really a physical issue. We think it's something psychiatric, and so they dump them in this psychiatric ward and withhold medication, right?
It's a pattern, especially at Boston Children's Hospital. Like I said, six families are suing right now, and it comes after a long pattern of other families suing. But really what was happening to Justino here was a life and death issue. Her parents were going to the media saying, we fear she's going to die. And under, you know, we have a long history in this country that there are certain cases for that justify necessity. And Justino was facing possible death and grievous bodily harm. And in those cases, it's legitimate and well justified to intervene, even with, you know, in defense of another. And you're even allowed to do like lethal force to defend somebody from grievous death and possible.
Yeah. Well, what we've seen now is a pattern of behavior by the government, especially there in Massachusetts, of treating trivial cyber crimes as if they were heinous terrorist events where people were harmed. And nobody was harmed in any of that. Nothing that he did, you know, as he shut down basically their fundraising on a particular day that was a very heavy fundraising day. But there weren't any private records that were exposed. No patients were put in any danger from anything that he did. And yet they're coming after him. Far more, you know, with draconian measures that are far beyond anything that you would expect unless somebody had actually engaged in some kind of a physical terrorist act. And we've had some, defense attorneys who have said in a lot of these cases where somebody will come in and do a denial of service, in nature, that is no different than if you had a group of protesters come in to a business and shut it down for a certain number of hours by occupying the lobby. And yet, when they do it by a cyber method, by a denial of service, they come in and do it as if it was some kind of a physical terrorist event is what's happening here.
Yeah, and it's so over the top. In consideration with, they won't even investigate Boston Children's Hospital. Not, I mean, under like, you know, we've signed on to the UN Conventions Against Torture, and you know what they did to her. They're responsible. It's their duty to investigate, prosecute, and punish literally the abuse of children. And Justina luckily didn't die, but other kids there who have been medically kidnapped have. You know, they're very subject to, they're already come in so compromised, that if they don't get the best care, that they're already in a lot of danger. So, I think that's just the biggest, example that they'll go.
And again, yeah, what he did was essentially a cyber protest, and he's trying to, get the public's attention. He's trying to publicize what is going on there, even though there's no, you know, interest in the local government to shut anything down. And, this protest is then treated like a very, very serious cyber crime. And I think that's the key issue. If people want to help, they can, again, go to freemartyg.com. They can go to Facebook, freemartyg, or Twitter, freemartyg. And that's Marty with a Y. And that's, Marty Gottesfeld. Where do you go at this point? You've got a trial coming up at the beginning of the year. Is that what they've scheduled at this point?
Yes, January 2018.
Yeah. And what is the condition of your husband right now? We saw the information about a hunger strike. What is his physical condition?
Yep, the hunger strike ended in January 2018. Carmen Ortiz, the U.S. attorney who prosecuted him, stepped down on that, brought the charges, stepped down on that day. And she's been taken over by William Weinreb. He has a very high, resting heart rate, blood pressure, 188 over 110, and medical staff say he can, have a stroke at any time. He's wow. dealing with a lot of stress there.
All right, so people need to be aware of this. You need to be aware of what they can do to your children, folks, and you need to get involved and help Marty. This is a real miscarriage of justice. It is a political prosecution. They are criminalizing this beyond anything that can be supported legitimately.